I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Welcome to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandel, Jessica Ellis, and Maria Saint-Aubin with the news, sports news. On the line with us, you can tell by that little jingle, our own in-house king of all mushrooms. He's the king of all mushroom people, or the mushroom king, or the Chagameister. Or the former Minister of Natural Resources, whichever. You take your pick.
Yeah.
His name is Jerry Ouellette, and he's with Chaga Health and Wellness. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, and how's it going this morning?
It's a great, it's a wonderful Canada Day weekend, long weekend. And
good.
What are you doing? What are you doing to celebrate that, by the way?
Right now I'm up at the Lindsay Market. Things are going well here. And it's packed as usual, which is a good thing. And it's very busy, and we'll be celebrating up at the cottage on Canada Day with the rest of the family as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
you?
The weather, certain. Well, I'm going to be doing a little bit of book work, a little bit of plumbing, some tidying up. I've got to clean up my guitar room. I got to put away my
room.
Picks. Yeah.
You got to put away your picks.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Clean all that up. God forbid should my picks be out on the table. I mean, they could, I don't know, they could injure somebody or something. So
I know exactly what you're talking about, Ange.
Yeah, apparently.
I got my picks put away and my books put away and my guitar set aside, so we keep everybody happy. Yeah.
All right, let's stop being silly.
I want to
talk to you about Chaga. It's become huge. Everywhere I go, they don't want to talk to me about fishing anymore. They want to talk to me about Chaga.
Well, that's not a bad thing. People are making up a lot of their own minds and their own health and making their decisions and looking at alternatives because a lot of them feel that they, with all the information that are out there, they're making better choices. And we get a lot of people. I had Rick in this morning, and he replenished the supply that got rid of his arthritis and his wife's diabetes. She now uses it, and that's all she uses for her diabetes, so it's going good.
It's crazy. Crazy.
How about you now? How's things going with you? Today or yesterday was the last day for your treatments?
Yes, my Lyme disease program ended 21 days. Yesterday, actually, I had my last
yesterday,
pills.
Okay, yeah.
And feel great. I mean, so far, you know, as you know, there's so little known about it. You know, some people that you listen to or read about this thing, it says you may not have any effects for a year, you know, maybe 6 months. So I feel great. I did all the meds. I haven't heard back on the first test. I've got to go in apparently for a second test now.
Okay.
And I have to compare the two tests. I guess there's a baseline involved and all that stuff. But I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a real wake-up call for me, Jerry. But it's funny you mentioned that because while I was away up north at one of the lodges I was staying at, the owner is from Boston, and he's very familiar with this whole Lyme disease thing. And he mentioned... believe it or not, the word Chaga possible cure. What do you know about that?
Well, what happened was I've met a number of individuals who they go to the States to get their testing done. They believe that there's too many false negatives in Ontario, so they go to the States, and then they get blood samples, and then they send them to California. And one of the things they tell me was that every single naturopathic formula that's used, they find for Lyme disease, included Chaga.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to get some of these formulas, but I was looking up online, and there's teasel root, Larry Campbell. I met with Larry, and Larry's got some research that showed that this thing called teasel root actually frees the prions found in Lyme disease from the joints and puts it back in the bloodstream, so then it can be treated. Because as I'm sure that you would know, or some people may know, that once you reach a certain point, it, the perception is it's not treatable in a natural, normal fashion. So, and the other thing, Ange, that was really interesting when I was looking was, I happened to meet a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Johnson, who is showing me that they're doing now research, and it appears that stevia, you know, that artificial sweetener, that instead of a Sweet and Low or Sugar Twin and all those, stevia, which is a natural leaf for as a sweetener, may be one of the ways to cure Lyme's disease. So, and if you people were concerned about that, if they did an online search of stevia and Lyme disease, they'd see some interesting results there.
Did you not bring some of that stuff in one day and make me eat it, that stevia stuff? Am I mistaken? I
mean, that was a tree bark.
I know you made me eat all kinds of stuff. I'm sure I ate stevia somewhere along the way. I don't know.
It's a sweetener, and it's readily available just about everywhere. So, you can get that very easily. So, it was quite surprised because it was in Connecticut that they were doing the research, which is a good indicator because that's where a lot of it is. Now, another thing that I found that was interesting was Nature of Things did a Lyme special as well. And people can see that online. But the one thing I found interesting in there was that they stated in that a lot of people with fibromyalgia are being misdiagnosed and actually have Lyme disease. So when I meet individuals who tell me they have fibromyalgia, I suggest to watch this show and then suggest to get tested for Lyme as well. And a lot of people come back and say, yeah, I've been bit by ticks, and I never thought about that. So we're learning more and more about it, but Chaga is one of the things that was found in the formulas in order to assist people with Lyme disease as well. Yeah.
It's all over the place. Like I said, I'm not kidding. Everywhere I go now, there's somebody brings the word up, and it's Chaga, and it's usually connected with some form of cure for something. Yep. And it's never the same thing. You know, it's all over the place. There's a wealth of information online for it that you can find. You can go to ChagaHealthAndWellness.com. And there's all kinds of information there. Or you can go to the Lindsay Market where Jerry is right now.
My son's at the Wellington Market today as well, and he's down there. And if anybody mentions they heard us on the radio, at either market, the Wellington one or the Lindsay one, we've got a special gift for you. Just for mentioning you heard us on the radio. We get quite a few people actually mentioning it, so that's a good thing.
What? You sound surprised. Yeah. You sound surprised. No. I can't believe
that radio thing does work.
Yeah, damn it.
I had some were shocked. They said the last time, they said, I was driving down the highway and I heard you on the radio. I had to pull off the highway and come and see you. And it was just like, really? I was interested that people were that committed to come to talk to us about it.
When somebody walks up to you at one of these shows, is there skepticism when they first start talking to you, or do you find what do they say? Give us a general overview of the conversation.
Well, normally they look and they kind of, you know, they put a question mark look on their face, and what is that? Right. And I say, it's a mushroom. Right. It's actually a conch with a mushroom, and that one's about 24-year-old. That's about, really? And then I tell them, you know, it's all been used in Finland, Poland, and actually been using it in Russia since 1955 for cancer therapy. Really? And so what's it good for? And then I explain the antioxidant level and how it works for diabetes and blood pressure and things like that, and people are quite shocked. And then they all still are skeptical. So I said, look, if you do an online search, here's some information, and the one I mentioned most of all is, that really opens, particularly people from the Western-trained medical professions, is that the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, which is one to listen, is one of the top five cancer centers in the world, and individuals in Western medicine know this place. Oh, they've done research on it? I said, yep, and here's a copy of it. Have a look-see. And so they're quite surprised, and normally what happens is I give them information, they go away, and they come back a week later and said, we read your information, we want to try it.
Right.
And so they look at it and they say, oh, I don't, how's it going to taste? It tastes awful. Actually, there's not much taste to it at all. And then we show them how they can, you know, put it and blend it with their coffee or blend it with other teas, and it doesn't have a bad, you can mix it with honey and sugar and lemon and everything else, and works great.
Or maple syrup. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, I had one in this morning asking about the Chaga of maple and mentioned it was all gone. So they were a little upset about that, but.
We'll wait till next year. All right, my friend, I'm going to let you go. So folks can come out to the Lindsay Fair, I guess it is, or market. What is it called?
The Lindsay market, just right off Kent Street. It's pretty busy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Chaga Health and Wellness. His name is Jerry Ouellette. He is the Chaga Meister. Thanks, buddy.
All the best. Have a great Canada Day, all.
You too. That's it. Chaga Health and Wellness.com. Check them out.